Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today the Church celebrates the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, August 15, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Luke. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. There are moments in life when words truly fail us. Her newborn child for the first time. A husband whispers goodbye to his dying wife. A person stands on a mountain before sunrise as the darkness slowly gives way to light. Such moments, explanations seem too small. There remains. The solemnity of the Assumption, I think, is one of those moments. It's not simply about what happened to Mary at the end of her earthly life. It is about what God intends for every human life. The Assumption is God's promise made visible. In Mary we see our destiny. The body that carried Christ was not abandoned to decay. The heart that remained open to God's love was welcomed completely into God's eternal embrace. The Assumption tells us that heaven is not an escape from humanity. Heaven is the fulfillment of humanity. Yet our world often tells us a different story. We are taught to value efficiency over presence, productivity, contemplation, appearance over holiness. We spend enormous energy trying to preserve youth while neglecting wisdom. We polish our image, forgetting our soul. Our bodies become objects to manipulate rather than temples to inhabit. Another way. Her greatness was never rooted in power, influence, or accomplishment. It rested entirely upon her openness. She allowed God room to act. Every significant moment of her life began with surrender. Renunciation, she simply answered, "Let it be done to me." At Bethlehem, she welcomed mystery. At Cana, she trusted before anyone else believed. At Calvary, she remained faithful when everything appeared loss. Her life became spacious enough for God. I think contemplative spirituality begins precisely there. The contemplative does not seek extraordinary experiences, but an ordinary heart emptied of self and filled with God. The deepest prayer is not always speaking to God, but becoming available to God. Mary's Magnificat was not merely a beautiful prayer, it was the echo of a life already surrendered. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Notice that Mary does not proclaim her own greatness. She becomes transparent. Looking at Mary is like looking through a clean window. We do not stop at the glass. We see the light beyond it. Perhaps that is why genuine holiness is so attractive. Truly holy people never draw attention to themselves. They somehow make God easier to notice. There's an old story from a monastery tucked high in the mountains of France. Pilgrims often climbed the steep path, hoping to meet an elderly monk known simply as Brother André. People believed he possessed remarkable wisdom. Some expected dramatic miracles or profound revelations. Afternoon, a young businessman finally reached the monastery after hours of climbing. He had prepared a long list of questions about God's will, prayer, and the purpose of life. Brother André welcomed him warmly and invited him to sit beside a small garden. There, in complete silence, 5 minutes passed, then 10, 20. The young man grew increasingly uncomfortable. Finally, he blurted out, "Father, when are you going to answer my questions?" Smiled gently. "I have been." Young man looked puzzled. Brother André pointed towards a patch of sunflowers, turning towards the afternoon light. "Struggling to find the sun," he said, "they simply keep turning towards it." Later, the businessman would tell others that he barely remembered the monk's few words. What changed him was something much deeper. Sitting beside that peaceful old monk, he had experienced what it felt like to be fully present. For the first time in years, his anxious striving came still. He discovered that holiness often speaks most clearly without speaking at all. Mary lived like that sunflower. Everything within her continually turned towards God. That is why today's feast is profoundly contemplative. The Assumption reminds us that every hidden act of love matters. Every unnoticed sacrifice matters. Every quiet yes matters. Nothing surrendered to God is ever lost. Our culture celebrates what is visible. God treasures what is hidden. The world rewards achievement. God delights in availability. The world asks, "How much have you accomplished?" Asks, "How much have you allowed me to love through you?" His life answers that question beautifully. She was not famous because she sought greatness. She became great because she forgot herself. That is the paradox of the gospel. Discover ourselves only by giving ourselves away. Become full by becoming empty. It's because we first learned to kneel. The Assumption also invites us to see our own bodies differently. Every wrinkle tells a story. Every scar bears witness to love that costs something. Every tired hand that has survived another carries hidden glory. Christian faith never despises the body. Christian faith never despises the body. God entered one. Christ rose with one. Mary was assumed with hers. Our bodies are destined not for disposal, but for resurrection. This changes how we live today. Every meal shared with gratitude. Every embrace given freely. With mercy. Every hour spent beside someone who is lonely or suffering. All of it becomes preparation for heaven. Eternity is already growing within us. Perhaps the greatest obstacle to holiness is not sin, but distraction. We move so quickly that we rarely notice God moving quietly within us. His greatness came from her capacity to ponder. And St. Luke repeatedly tells us that she treasured these things and reflected on them in her heart. She did not rush through grace, neither should we. Maybe today's feast invites each of us to reclaim a slower way of living, to spend 10 minutes in silence before the Blessed Sacrament, to walk without headphones and simply notice creation, to pray the rosary not as an obligation, as resting with Mary in the mysteries of Christ, to listen more deeply before speaking, to trust that God is accomplishing much in the hidden places of our lives. Assumption assures us that nothing offered in love disappears. Every prayer whispered in secret, every forgiveness extended, every burden carried with faith, every hidden act of compassion gathers them all to eternity. And one day, by God's grace, we too will discover that our true home has always been the heart of God. Comes. We finally understand what Mary understood from the very beginning, that the greatest life is not the one that draws attention to itself, the one that quietly magnifies the Lord. Like Mary, may our souls proclaim not our own achievements, but God's greatness. Like Mary, may our hearts become spacious enough for heaven. Like Mary, may we discover that those who continually turn towards the light will one day live forever within it. Let us pray. Mary, Mother assumed into heavenly glory, teach us to live with hearts that are open to God's presence. Help us to treasure His words in the silence of our souls, and to trust Him in moments of joy and sorrow alike. Show us how to become transparent to His love, so that our lives may magnify His goodness rather than our own accomplishments. As you now share fully in the resurrection of your Son, pray for us on our pilgrimage of faith. Join you in the fullness of eternal life, where every longing is fulfilled and every heart rests forever in God. Pray through Christ, our Lord. If you found a moment of blessing in this reflection on the solemnity of the Assumption of Mary, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage, when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. God bless you today, and keep you safe.